We're continuing our class on urban youth discipleship, and we are now in the doing part, the praxis part of building cathedrals, urban youth discipleship that works. And we're now in the phase one, and phase one is context, establishing a context for ministry. There are three dimensions involved here, and the first one is identity, defining who you are. There are four areas I want to talk to you about concerning defining your ministry. It has to do with your purpose, your program, your values, and your organization. First, your purpose. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you exist? Why is it important? A purpose statement is a clear statement of purpose that fosters team unity in pursuit of shared goals. Having a clear purpose is going to allow you to foster other people sharing in those goals. Having a written statement helps clarify assumptions. Again, assumptions are anything you believe to be true without proof. If you have a statement of purpose, it can help everyone understand or be joined together around the same purpose. Let me give you an example of that. Say you're in a church, and there are 50 people in the church, and a third of the people say, you know, this church is so wonderful, I can't wait until this church gets to be 5,000 strong. It has that kind of potential. Say you have another third of the group says, wow, I love this church. It is such a wonderful church, and I really see us moving to a really comfortable size of 500 people. And then another third, the last third, says, wow, this is a beautiful church. I love it. I just love the fellowship. And I think that 5-10 years from now, I'm looking forward to this being the same, a wonderful church of 50 people. Well, if you've got three different groups of people with different kinds of assumptions about where you're going, what happens when you get together and try and make decisions? It's a difficult time. And so you want to help clarify assumptions, the things underneath. If there is miscommunication, then look for the assumptions. Someone has said that all miscommunication is a result of differing assumptions. And that leads to all kinds of trouble. So, that purpose statement helps you. It enables interested outsiders to respond with a strong yes, this is something I want to be a part of, or no, this is not for me. And also, it reveals your uniqueness. It is a specific role your mission plays in God's larger kingdom agenda. Now, defining who you are is important because once you define your purpose will define you. When you've gone through the hard struggle of figuring out who am I, what is this ministry, what are we about, what is our focus, what do we do and what do we not do? Once you've defined your purpose and you've put it on paper, you've put it in writing, then it's as if that purpose turns around and it begins to define you. It begins to say, well, if this is who you are, then you should consider this and do this and do that. This fits with your purpose. This does not fit with your purpose. And so once you define your purpose will turn around and it will define you. We'll talk more about that a little bit later when we get into master planning. The second area is your program. You need to define your program. How do you define a program? Well, certainly your program can consist of content or specific things that you do, but it also should be about the process. The content are activities that make up your program. Various activities that fit in with what you do. But the process deals with the sequence and the outcome. It explains how activities fit together, the logic behind the progression, and the anticipated results. Let's give an example. This is four parts of a youth ministry. I got this from one of the parachurch organizations, but many youth ministries have this kind of format for their youth club gathering. Well, you first have the icebreaker. What's the icebreaker? It's a game. It's group fun. It's something that kids can get involved with, engaged in, and they will have fun. But why? What's the purpose of the fun? Well, the purpose of the fun is to get their minds and their thinking from where they've been to where they are now. And the idea is to create group cohesion. That's the primary result of having the games. And so it's not just any game that you play. It's not just any kind of fun that you have. You have to come up with a game that's going to allow for group cohesion to take place. Another part of it would be discovery. The purpose would be to introduce a topic. It might be a game, or it might be some other activity, but the idea is that it relates to the topic of the evening. And so you can do that, but the result is that you want to begin to stir their thinking. You're starting to plant seeds about the topic and about what do you think about this. Then you have the discussion. And the purpose for the discussion is to have honest dialogue. You want to surface the youth's perspective. And the result is engagement, honest questions and answers. And so you just don't want a flippant conversation. You want it focused on hearing and understanding where young people are coming from. And so you don't want God talk in there. If a kid wants to throw you off, they'll just throw some spiritual phrases at you, and then you can move on thinking that they know what they're talking about. So someone will say, oh, that's about faith. Well, instead of just saying, yes, you're right, you ask, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Define that for me. So the result is engagement, and you're moving toward honest questions and answers. And then the talk to is the purpose is to summarize the discussion and present God's perspective, a single idea, with the result of rethinking perspective in light of God's Word. And so you have your content, but then you also have your results. What are you looking for? Then there are values. Every organization has a set of values that defines them and sets them apart from other similar businesses or organizations. And the same ought to be true for ministries. And the reason why values are so important is that values drive actions. They answer the question why, which is the defining element of identity, and they are our assumptions, the things we believe to be true about ministry. Well, years ago, I went through this, and if you have your books, Building Cathedrals, you can see this on page 174, how we had to wrestle with what are our core values. The question I asked, and the question you should ask, is what values need to be in place if I'm going to be here over the long haul? What values must be in place? So for us, it was God defines worldview. Motivation for ministry flows out of commitment to the great command. The primary people group we exist to serve is the at-risk youth population. And strategies and methodologies are shaped by the incarnation. the incarnation being both miracle and model. We also put together a list of unifying principles because I had a staff. And what are those principles that are going to unite us in our common goal? Well, we wrote them down. Motivation was the glory of God. Our relationships was affirming mutual dignity. Finances, stewardship with integrity. Work, a faithful pursuit of excellence. And the purpose was to restore a community. And so all of these values are what anchor us. And they are what drive us. And they characterize us because of shared values. Organizations are different because they have a different set of values. They may not, some of them may share the same values, but not the collection of values. Each one makes an organization unique, and it makes a ministry unique. And then there's organization. Bob Beale said, focus always precedes success. Without focus, there is no success. An organization, thinking organizationally, I know you may have just a small youth ministry that is meeting in your living room. But even there is an element of organization there. And there is an element of focus. And focusing on a strategic thinking applied to your ministry will make a tremendous difference. And so the next time, we're going to talk about master planning, the strategic planning process that really helped me be able to organize and focus and move the organization forward. We'll be talking about that in a moment.